for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
They're assuming that the consumers either don't care, or if they do care, what are they going to do about it?
That's Mike Eby with the National Dairy Producers Organization on setting the record straight on where our food comes from, particularly when it comes to dairy and beef products. His organization's come up with labels that tout 100% USA to clear up any confusion where their food is coming from, like, for instance, Brazil.
They put a ban on Brazil beef, but a fair amount of months, this country was importing beef from Brazil. And you go to the grocery store, it doesn't specify which country it's coming from. You know, there's no marking, no labeling on it. It's not required. And the consumers are the ones to lose. And what we're doing is give the retailer an opportunity to show to their consumers that they do care. We've gone through 20,000 stickers now on products that can be labeled. You know, that sounds like a lot, but really from the large scheme of things on a national scale, it's very small. But what we hope to do with this is to create attention with the processors and with these small retailers that are utilizing these stickers, and then move into the next stage, which is provide an electronic version, incorporate that directly on their label. So that way, instead of manually putting stickers on every package, say, for instance, a packet of steaks, we can provide it electronically. They can put it right in their label, and that way it is there, and it's less labor-intensive for the retailer or the processor. So that's always been available. In fact, that was the first step. We attempted to go that direction, but realized pretty quickly that we need to be hands-on. We need to be working with the retailer, and that's why we went with the stickers. So it's kind of taking a couple steps backwards, doing it well, and then moving forward into the direction where we had hoped to start.
That's Mike Eby with the National Dairy Producers Organization. And now with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Yeah, Bill, the cattle industry is a big part of New Mexico.
For the most part, we're a large cow-calf state.
That's Jeff Witte. He's the Secretary of Agriculture for the state of New Mexico. Speaking about the cattle industry in his state.
We'll do some feeders or some pasture conditioning in the summertime up in the northern part of the state. But for the most part, we're a large cow-calf state. Our number one commodity is dairy products, milk and cheese. Number two, really close behind, is beef cattle.
And we asked Secretary Witte about the feedlot industry in New Mexico.
You know, there's very few feedlots left in New Mexico. Most of them gone over to Texas, but we're getting a few coming back. It had to do with the structure of the overall industry, where the packing plants were and that kind of thing.
We asked Witte where the cattle industry is situated in that great state of New Mexico.
For the most part, cow-calf is all over the state, but the primary is in the northeast segment of the state, but really it's pretty uniform all across the state. We're a good cow-calf state. Lots of good pasture land all over.
What breeds are popular among the New Mexico cattlemen and women?
It's across the board. Angus, Brangus, Hereford, you know, your foundation, what I call the foundation breeds, are pretty popular. There's some Charolais out there, a few Longhorns, and you get down in the southern part of the state where it's hotter and a little drier. You get some of the eared cattle, the Brahma crosses and whatnot, but pretty uniform across the state.
Witte noted that the cattle industry in New Mexico is doing well.
You know, they're coming back. We suffered through the drought, and we lost several head of, you know, because everybody had to downsize, but yeah. They're coming back. They're coming back slowly. Prices are, you know, nobody's ever satisfied, but it's coming back quite a bit. And, you know, I see good things ahead. All we need is Mother Nature to cooperate. As I always say, we've got good land, you put a little water in there, we make water nutritious, and you stir it up with good farmers and ranchers, and you get good production.
Witte noted that the cattle industry and agriculture dates way back.
What I like about New Mexico, we've actually dated back our ag production to 4,000 BC. And we had the first irrigation systems come in about 3,000 BC with, you know, rudimentary irrigation systems. And Dunhuan de Oñate brought in the first cattle into the state. And it's evolved since then, and you can go back in the history and you look at the horses that came in and the mules, donkeys, and the livestock, and we've grown from there.
That's Jeff Witte, Secretary of Ag for the state of New Mexico. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.